you might say, I've been
quite some time.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you might say farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get a good one
this year.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if a child has just had his third birthday, you say, how old?
He's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. And if something happened on this day last year, you say, exactly
the same day as this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think when we left off last time, I asked you about some farming things.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But I'm not a farmer.
Me either.
Talking about the double trees and the single trees. I went home and looked them up and found out about those. So.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yes.
And that's one way you can delimit, you know, cultural areas.
That's right.
About
what ask me about a boat, I'll tell you about a boat.
I will.
Okay.
In a minute.
Okay.
Now, when you ride on a horse, what do you call the thing you put your feet into? You put feet in.
Stirrup.
Yeah. And if you have two horses, do you have a name for the one on the left? Say if you're plowing with two horses, do you have any name for the one on the left?
Yeah, the one on the left-hand side.
And if something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little.
That's a way off out there someplace.
Mm-hmm. And say you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey. You know, you say you were going to Miami and you know, you've gotten as far as, say, Tampa, you would have
quite a ways to go yet.
Mm-hmm. And if something is very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. You would say you can find that just about
any place.
Mm-hmm. And say if you slip on ice and fall this way, you would fall
backwards.
Mm-hmm. This way,
frontwards.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody asks you to catch any fish, you might say no.
They catch anything.
Mm-hmm. And say somebody apologizes for breaking something of yours, like a rake or something, you might say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Say you have a crying child, and child might say, well, Joe was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any name for the trenches cut by a plow?
Yes, those are furrows.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a good yield or something, that's a big what?
Big crop.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Do you have any special name for the second cutting of a grass or clover?
Second cutting. Cutting over.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. We out in the field, that will be tied up into a what?
To a bundle.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Do you have any name for where the bundles will be piled up?
Yeah, I think so. I remember the name. Say now. Sheath. Mm-hmm. Sheath of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old expression.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a good crop of wheat? You might say we raise 40 quarts of wheat for a good 40.
40 bushels.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they do to oats? Mm-hmm. Oats are what?
Okay, they're clipped.
Mm-hmm. And say that if you and another man have a job to do, when you tell that man that, you would say you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And say you weren't talking to him, just talking about him, you would say the job is not just for me, it's for
you.
Mm-hmm. And say if some friends of yours and you are coming over to to see me, you might say, who is coming over?
I'm coming.
Mm-hmm. And say you knock on the door and somebody says, who is it?
I say, it is I. Sounds better around here. They always say it's me around here. I say it's I.
Yeah.
I know better.
And say you compare me how tall somebody is. You might say, he's not as tall
as I am.
I'm not as tall
as he is.
Mm-hmm.
He is understood.
And let's say if a man has been no further west than, say,